gets the shotgun snap, is back, looks, nothing there, wants to run.
Ooh. Oh!
Somebody lowered the boom. Who was that? Oh, my goodness gracious. It was a freight train colliding with a convertible, and the freight train won.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Steelers by Position. I'm Missy Matthews, joined today by Bob Labriola of Steelers Digest and Steelers.com and Mike Prasuta of the DV Morning Show and Steelers.com. Guys, today we're talking inside linebackers, so let's take a look at this group. We have Larry Foote, Terrence Garvin, Dan Moles recently signed, Sean Spence, Lawrence Timmons, Vince Williams, and Keon Wilson. And I'll let you guess, Mike, who we're going to talk about first.
Oh, Larry Foote. We should be talking about Larry Foote first, because that was an injury that I, for one, kind of underrated in terms of the significance. When Larry Foote went down, I didn't think it was going to be the problem it turned out to be. But you couple Larry Foote's situation with the Sean Spence situation, and you wind up with Vince Williams playing a whole lot as a rookie. And now at the end of the season, Vince Williams looks like a guy that little something there. Larry Foote, maybe a guy who's coming back, and Sean Spence, maybe a guy who's coming back. So, Bob, I would say this position, unsettled, yeah, but not without possibilities.
Glass half full version by Mike Prasuta. Here comes the glass half empty version. Who we should have started talking about, to me, is Lawrence Timmons, by far the best player at the position, and a guy who, you know, by all accounts, had another great season. He played all 16 games. Again, he led the team in tackles. He is a consistent, dependable guy. However, you know, for me, I'm looking at his stats, and on a Steelers defense that needs more splash plays, the Steelers really don't get a lot of splash plays from Lawrence Timmons. I think that aspect of his game is what's missing in terms of him being named to Pro Bowl teams, All-Pro teams, getting that kind of recognition. You know, the Larry Foote situation to me is, I think he's a great guy to have on the team. The fact that even after he went on injured reserve, he was around all the time speaks to his value here and what the team thinks of him as a valuable component in that locker room. But let's be honest, in 2010, the Steelers were phasing Larry Foote out as a starting inside linebacker. Here we are now, 4 years later. He's no younger or faster, and he's being talked about as a key component at that position. So I think that, you know, all due respect to Larry Foote, I think the Steelers need to have someone else there as a starter next to Timmons.
And we had a chance to sit down with Vince Williams, guys. This will be coming up on Steelers.com, but he talked about it took him halfway through the season to really get comfortable. He was playing, obviously, a very big role in replacing Larry Foote. And I was telling you earlier, Mike, he kind of said, you know, I'm 23 years old. I was out there telling grown men who have children what they needed to do, and he said he did feel some pressure. But what did you think about his role stepping in as a rookie, Mike?
I thought it was fascinating that they would have him call the plays initially for the defense. That responsibility eventually shifted to Lawrence Timmons. I think Vince Williams played better after that. And I think a guy that, at least in talking to his teammates, the feedback I got was the physical tools are there, but still trying to figure it out mentally, still trying to play without thinking, all the normal cliches you hear about young players coming in. But I think a guy who got better as the season progressed, not a guy I want to rubber stamp as the starter next to Timmons, but a guy who's going to be in that mix as a potential answer there.
Another interesting guy to me is Terrence Garvin, who started out as a guy who initially came to the Steelers during rookie minicamp as a tryout guy. He was not drafted. He was not signed as a rookie free agent. Terrence Garvin then by the end of the year had an actual role, a regular role as a nickel inside linebacker for the Steelers. You know, this is a guy who can play linebacker but has some coverage skills. And so when you look at the way NFL offenses choose to attack teams nowadays, that kind of player who has the size of an inside linebacker but the athletic ability to maybe line up and cover some people, tight ends or even running backs, makes him extremely valuable.
What about Keon Wilson, Mike? I think some people thought maybe he would be the guy originally to fill Foote's spot, and then it went to Vince Williams. He was cut, then brought back on the practice squad.
Yeah, I think Keon's a try-hard guy, and he's got some experience in the league. I think he was here because so many things went wrong at the position initially, and you got to have somebody playing it. A guy I would be more focused on as a potential solution would be Sean Spence. Some people have told me that physically he's going to be fine. Now it's just a question of can he actually do it. Labs, he had a couple of flash practices a couple of years ago. I think a lot of us remember those fondly and romantically, but that's not exactly establishing yourself as the answer.
Right, and you know, that, as you mentioned, it was 2 years ago. He's gone through a lot since then. Training camp's going to be a huge time for Sean Spence.
All right, that's it for Inside Linebackers. For Bob and Mike, I'm Missy. We'll see you next time on Steelers by Position.